On Saturday, around 11 a.m., people by the northern side of Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport will likely witness some billowing smoke followed by the rapid appearance of emergency vehicles. Linda Bustamante, Airport Communications Director, says if those folks aren't aware of the situation, they could easily think there'd been a real accident. But then, that's the underlying goal of Saturday's drill.
The purpose of the exercise is for the airport to practice its emergency response to a full-scale aircraft disaster and to test key elements of the plan and then evaluate how we did afterwards.
Saturday's response drill will run from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the Point Warrensoff area. It involves a lot of participants.
There's going to be about 200 people participating in the exercise. About 100 of those are volunteers that are going to play victims representing a variety of injuries, and they will test the medical care triage practitioners that will also be participating in this exercise. There's a lot of people involved in this. This is a really huge exercise.
Organizers are trying to make the drill as realistic as possible. Besides the smoke, there'll be portions of an aircraft fuselage with the injured scattered about on the ground. But Bustamante says not all the victims will be on land.
The Cook Inlet tug and barge will assist us with the water rescue portion of this exercise. There will be some folks that are actually in the water as well.
Other official participants include the airport and municipal police and fire departments, airport and airline representatives, the Federal Aviation Administration, the American Red Cross, the Municipal Office of Emergency Management, plus the emergency rooms of the three local hospitals.
That is part of the exercise, to actually transport some of the victims to the three local hospitals. People will be showing up there in buses. There could be as many as 30 people per bus show up at each of these three hospitals.
Bustamante says the exercise may do more than just help train the responders, as long as people are aware of the situation.
I think it's reassuring for the public to know that the airport is working hard to be prepared for any event that could occur out here. And more importantly, we want to make sure that the public isn't alarmed if they do see any smoke coming from the airport and to understand what we're doing out here.
The airport spokeswoman says public inconvenience should be minimal.
The exercise is occurring in the Point Warrensoff area. The coastal trail will not be impacted, but there could be a short delay during the initial stages of the exercise.
The FAA requires such large-scale tests of airfield disaster preparedness and response every 3 years. The last one at Anchorage International was in 2006. Once again, this Saturday's drill takes place from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the northern end of the airport. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.